Trend number three, the global pursuit of talent. The large and growing surplus of tech jobs without enough professionals to fill them is one of the most difficult challenges of the 21st century, and it's especially ironic when the United States faces an underemployment rate of at least 15%, and the world's underemployment rate approaches 50%. The problem is that the jobs we need to fill require intelligent, well-educated, career-ready workers. Jobs that are being created by the impact of technology across all job sectors. And these job openings are not just the result of new positions in new industries. Many of these job openings are caused by the death or retirement of large numbers of highly skilled baby boomers. Replacing these employees and filling the new tech-oriented jobs means that demand for tech skills of all types will soar in the coming decade. Consequently, developing, recruiting, and retaining tech talent is becoming a critical success factor at both the corporate and national levels. And this is not simply an American problem. The shortage of talent is being felt throughout the world and is even a key driver in many instances of where companies choose to locate. They are drawn to areas where there is a large existing or potential supply of skilled people. At a time of widespread unemployment, with so many people looking for work, it's frustrating for employers that they can't find people with the scientific and technical skills they need. This is especially true for employers in advanced manufacturing industries, as discussed later in this issue. Companies no longer need interchangeable high school graduates. They need people with genuine technical skills and knowledge, though not exclusively people with bachelor's degrees or higher. And this need cuts across jobs in nearly all settings, including offices, production facilities, hospitals, law firms, and service businesses. But the harsh reality is that technological advancement is moving too fast for most job training and preparation programs to keep up with the demand. This is especially true in the world's three largest workforces, the United States, China, and India. To a large degree, the education-to-employment system in the U.S. is still operating on a model designed and created 100 years ago for the labor market of its day. Incremental adjustments and reforms to education have done little to prepare people for the jobs of today. Some critics cite popular culture, as well as our deficient education system, when looking for reasons that so many workers lack the skills employers need. They say schools have a difficult time generating interest in subjects that lead to careers in science, technology, engineering, and math, the fields collectively called STEM, because today's students are over-entertained and distracted. They point out that alarming numbers of students lack basic academic competencies, interpersonal skills, and critical thinking abilities. Another issue that is contributing to America's tech worker shortage is the changing dynamic of foreign workers. Traditionally, any shortfall in domestic U.S. technical workers has been offset by importing educated workers. Whereas other countries have needed to pay workers subsidies and incentives to entice them to immigrate, the U.S. has had to offer nothing more than a visa. Highly desired workers such as engineers, scientists, and entrepreneurs paid their own way to move to the U.S., bringing along their savings and often attracting investments in their startups from their friends and families back home. But now, this is changing as a result of two factors. For one, the flow of desirable immigrants is being negatively affected by tightened immigration policies and increased visa application fees that are intended to screen out potential terrorists. At the same time, other countries are emulating America in an attempt to attract foreign workers and keep their nationals at home. These efforts appear to be succeeding, since U.S. businesses are finding they can no longer fill their skills gap with engineers and scientists from India and China. Many countries are also wooing back citizens who left for America and other countries. According to research, the majority of entrepreneurs who have returned to their native countries are faring better than when they were in the U.S. Across the globe, the urgent need for skilled workers will intensify in the coming years, and it will become a key political and economic issue. A high price will be paid if this talent crisis is not solved effectively. This is especially true in the U.S., where the survival of many businesses hangs in the balance. Small and medium-sized companies will fail when large corporations begin hiring away their needed workers. And unless things change, Manpower Incorporated is already predicting that 10 to 20% of U.S. businesses will be forced to shut down by 2020 because of the lack of skilled workers to fill key vacant jobs. Considering this trend, we provide the following forecasts. First, the U.S. is in the best position to win the long-term competition for skilled talent. Despite some recent setbacks, the U.S. still maintains several important advantages, including an entrepreneurial culture, personal freedom, and an extraordinary network of research universities. An intangible factor is America's proven ability to handle disruptive change. In spite of some resistance, our free market system generously rewards those who help bring about successful change. Leaders in government, business, and education will work together to create novel solutions for developing qualified workers needed in the new tech-driven economy. Already, more than 1,000 public-private partnerships are training workers, giving them the skills they need to fill urgently needed jobs in the marketplace. Second, immigration issues will need to be resolved for the flow of talent to once again tip in America's favor. Research shows that the best predictor of future economic performance is the intelligence of the top 5% of a nation's population. By being a magnet for the best and brightest from around the world, the United States has historically maintained an advantage in this area. But that will only be the case if we correct our policies. Currently, the U.S. only allows 140,000 highly skilled workers per year to get visas. In contrast, Australia, a country one-tenth the size, offers 126,000 visas yearly. This issue of immigration reform is being held up in Congress by those pushing for amnesty for illegal immigrants in exchange for agreeing to an increase in visas for needed labor. If this issue is not resolved soon, America will miss out on a potential influx of skilled workers that will go to other countries that have figured out ways to attract them. While the U.S. engages in a policy disagreement, needed talent, such as well-educated doctors, scientists, engineers, and entrepreneurs, will land elsewhere, and America will be left with the unskilled, undocumented workers. And third, three courses of action will help restore the country's former lead as a magnet for skilled and educated workers. One, the number of visas for skilled workers will need to at least triple. Two, bureaucratic hurdles will need to be removed that place unnecessary restrictions on immigrant workers. For example, spouses of workers on visas are currently not allowed to work. More freedoms will encourage more talented people to choose America for their country of opportunity. And three, startup visas will need to be created that allow foreign entrepreneurs to start companies in the U.S.